Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it was my purpose to present your people on the power of your Holy Ghost, a potent message. It happens that we have some technical difficulties right here, but without technology, I'm asking you to use your servant mightily so that your name might be honored, uplifted, and praised, and that your children here in this gathering might decide to follow you all the way until the second coming of Christ. Have mercy on us. Forgive our sins. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I don't see anything. No, I have it on my screen. I'm sorry. You know, technology. All right, I'm going to start anyway. I want to say good morning to everybody one more time, and I want to welcome everybody, particularly our new friend who just came. Probably today is his first day here. Am I correct? First day. So welcome. This is your place. You can come anytime you want to. On Saturdays, we gather here every Saturday to worship the Lord. Hopefully, you're going to be blessed today. All right? The title of our message today is The Two Ways. What is the title of our message? The Two Ways. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, PowerPoint. I want to cry. Because you've got to see that. You've got to see that. Does anybody have a different computer? I would just transfer it to it. No? Next time I will come back with the same slides to preach. Now I said the two ways, and then in the second slide I put choose now. And in the second slide you would see the narrow way going to heaven. And you see Jesus like that, asking his children to go on the narrow way. And you see those people in Broadway, New York City, Manhattan, I think it's on 42nd or 44th Street, dancing like crazy. You would not see anybody dancing, but you would see a picture of it. So, and you would see a little girl praying. I want you to see these things. A little girl, probably 1 year old, praying. And I need to instill in the mind of the little ones that we have here the desire for prayer. So let's go. God will help. The one who has created everything for his glory and honor tells us that there is one way to go to heaven. He says, I am the way. He doesn't say, I am one way. He said, what? There's just one way. There's just one way. I am the way, not one of the ways, not a way. I am the way. And he said, the truth and also the life, found in John 14, verse 6. Now, how about other ways? As if Jesus believes that many will not understand what I just read for you, he continues to say, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Talking about Jesus. No one. No one comes to the Father except through him. And this may be a problem for people believing that they can go to heaven any type of way, using whatever trajectory they want to use to go to heaven. It is just impossible. Going to heaven is not easy the way that people believe it is. We just read the statement of Jesus concerning the only way to lead to heaven. One can say this is a bold statement. How could you possibly say that you are the only way to go to heaven? I agree this is a bold statement. It is. But so bold that he also said that he is the life. That means it is just one life. There is none other than Jesus being the way. Also what? The life. That means there is no life outside, beside Jesus Christ. Whosoever lives in Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, do not be amazed if I told you that Jesus even imparts his life to the devil. The devil and his evil angels would not exist without Jesus Christ. The one that has power to give life is the one that has power to take it back. So if God did not take back his life from the devil and his angels, he has a point. And Jesus does not stop there on the way, I am the life, but he said also, I am the truth. Beside Jesus Christ, there is no truth, not even in science. People are talking about science all over, particularly when they talk about what? Climate change, or COVID-19, or the vaccine. Science is telling us to do this and that, but without Jesus Christ, this science does not exist. It is void and null. Now, how to be saved? You have the key in your hand. We heard there are many ways to go to Rome. But Rome is not heaven. Rome is the capital city of Italy, not heaven. To go to heaven, you need Jesus, amen? To go to heaven, you need to love the truth, amen? If you don't love the truth, you will not have the life, the eternal life, which is Jesus. So, my brothers and sisters, you see, truth has been preached since the foundation of this world. But unfortunately, we choose lies over truth. World's pleasure over temperance in all, over decency, purity, and holiness. Broad Ray, it's amazing to see how many people believe they will be saved though they are in the Broadway. There is a theater called Broadway in New York City, in Manhattan. It was closed for over a year due to what? COVID-19 pandemic. But this place receives artists from across the globe. Broadway in Manhattan receives all kinds of artists and renowned immoral people. They find pleasure in the true marriage by their lifestyle as well by their comedy. Don't be surprised if they believe that their place in heaven is already secured. The Broadway, these renowned immoral people dress up as travesty, talk as if they are the opposite gender. They eat and drink as if their body really and truly belongs to them. Broadway, the travesty does not recognize the true God as their creator. They don't believe in the Ten Commandments of God. Ironically, many of these people go to church even on the seventh day Sabbath. The Broadway people have sympathizers in all the churches, even in our ranks. But the Savior went straight forward in what he said to do to those who gathered around him. What will he say? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Pick up your Bible, please. We don't have it on the screen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say to those who were around him? Enter ye where? Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to what? Destruction. Which way leadeth to destruction? The broad way. The wide gate. And Jesus strikes a keynote. He said, and many there be which go in thereat. That means many people who live in the broad way will try to get in heaven, but on the contrary, they will go where? In the broad way leading to destruction. Broad way. Text comprehension. Up front, Jesus explains that he's not the broad way. I'm not. I am not the broad way. I'm just telling you up front. Jesus said that he's the straight and narrow way. Second, the master informs that the gate or the door of heaven is not large. Symbolically speaking, the gate leading to heaven is not large. It's narrow. Optic. Cleft here, cleft there. It is narrowed by the conditions to get there. Jesus let them know that he is the door. Jesus is what first? The way second? The life third? The truth? And now he said, I am the door. So I don't see how one could go to heaven without Jesus. And I hope you have Jesus in your life today, brothers and sisters. In John 10, verse 9, I read, pick up your Bible, please. Open it up in John 10, verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So there is one possibility to be saved, using Jesus Christ, and shall go in and out and find what? Pastures. Amen. In Matthew 7, verse 13, the Lord makes clear that those who entertain the idea that they will enter in at the door of heaven while they are in the broad way, they miserably deceive themselves. According to this text, these people will go to destruction. Unfortunately, many will go there. Broad way and body. Whoever is in the broad way and thinks entitled to do whatever they want to with their body will go to destruction. In the broad way, you may do whatever you want to. I promise you. Yes, you can. But the end game is that you will go no further. No further. Rejoice, O young men. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. And we will read, and you will see, if you were to see it on the board, on the screen, you would see young people in their party. You know. The wise man warns in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. That's a good advice, eh? And let thy heart cheer. Then in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. So you see, the senses are being used. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. So, in the beginning of this text, one would say, oh, what kind of advice is giving us the wise man is telling me in my youth to go party? To go to Broadway? To do whatever I want to do with my body? This is awesome. And it is right there in the Bible. Let me do it. But he said, not so fast. Not so fast. He said, know thou that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So it is good for us to understand that there will be judgment, to refrain from doing things. Jesus said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Okay, two things. The broad way, the large gate, many will get in. But the narrow way, few will get in. So let me ask a question. at the beginning, the second slide was talking about choosing. Which one would you prefer in your life? Would you choose the broad way or the narrow way? I'm telling you, the narrow way is not good. When you consider the hardship, trials, persecution, all kind of problems. Which one would you rather have in your life? Let me see your hand. Broadway. Broadway, please. Not me. Broadway. No Broadway. Okay. What about the narrow way? All right, some people. But okay, don't forget that you lift up your hand. The narrow way is right there. It will come. Right around the corner. Two opposite directions. So I want... These roads are distinct, according to Sister White, First Testimony, page 127, paragraph 1. These roads are distinct, separate, in opposite directions, or directions, however you want to say it. One leads to eternal life, the other to eternal death. I saw the distinction between these roads, also the distinction between the companies traveling them. The roads are opposite. One is broad and smooth. No restriction. You can do whatever you want to do. No restriction. The other narrow and rugged. Spikes all over. Thorns all over. Problems here, problems there. So the parties that travel them are opposite in character, in life, in dress, and in conversation. Four things. Character, life, dress, and conversation. Those things separate those who walk in the narrow way and those who work in the broad way. Now, I want to see the head of those who think that they can go both directions together. I want to see the hands of those that believe that they can go both directions together. Can you do that? You cannot? You cannot go like that? One foot goes this way. But I'm telling you, many people believe that they can go both directions together. On a spiritual level, it's a mess. So many people believe that they can do whatever they want to do in the world, walk in the broad way, and they say, okay, I'm going to be saved. Well, you will be deceived at the second resurrection. I really don't see, brothers and sisters, how a human being can be saved going in two opposite directions. It is just impossible. Nobody can go in two opposite directions at the same time. I don't see how. Paul said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. And I'm telling you, this is for me, because we believe that because we are preaching, we're completely okay. It is not all that. Preachers are the target of the enemy. And we fall from time to time. That's why you need to preach for preachers, pastors, elders, those that preach the gospel, because they are the target of the enemy. But Paul says, I keep my body under what? Subjection. That means he accepts trials, difficulties for Christ, not doing things that God would not approve. What's wrong with this? No, it's just jump. I don't know. All right. Let me see what. All right. Jesus said about John the Baptist, ha. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers what? Violence. How could someone go to heaven to commit violence? And the violent take it by force. So to go to heaven, you need to be what? Violent. How to be violent to go to heaven? Put your body under what? Subjection. Accept sufferings for Christ. Accept the cross. Accept hardship. Accept disease. Like, when I say disease, you would not be diseased if you take care of your body like the world. No. You eat on time. I don't. You drink a lot of water. I think I do some. You some air in the morning or in the evening. You walk, breathing good air, oxygen. Yeah, that's good. And you take some air rays, sun rays. Those are good. Vegetables, no fish, no meat, no eggs, no milk. I do still with egg and milk in bread, not in food. I don't. Let me leave it alone. I don't want to be in trouble more. I'm sorry. Would you suggest to be safe going simultaneously in both opposite directions or what? You better never try that. It will never, never succeed. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Ha. Listen to that, please, everybody. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves. Think about it. Nor abusers of themselves. Think about it. With mankind. All the immoral sensual sins of the last days have been listed right here. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom. And still we have many of these people in our church. It doesn't mean you will not be saved. If you convert, if you repent, you will be saved. But you cannot go to heaven like that. We are preaching that you can come however you want to come. Okay, we will accept you. But you will not go to heaven if you not change. You will burn in the hell. No matter who you are, you will burn in the hell. If you keep doing these things and you do not repent, hell. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11 says, and such were some of you. Ah, even in the time of Paul, there were people like that. But ye are washed. That means they repented. But ye are sanctified. They do not do them anymore. But ye are justified through Jesus' blood in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So, my brothers and sisters, let's see this one. Flee fornication. What did Joseph do? What did we study this week about Joseph and his master's wife? The text says, flee fornication. every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Continues Paul. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, two things. Our body is not ours. We just say our. We just assume it is ours. We just assume because it is ours that we can do whatever we want to with. But Paul says, through inspiration, that this is not ours. Since it is not ours, we cannot do whatever we want to do with. Because God will judge us for what we do with our body. And it is not just our body. Our mind also belongs to God. What are you thinking as I'm preaching? It is not yours. Whenever a bad thought just pops up, your job is to say to God, save me, help me. Bad thought. Verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are? Let me ask you a question. Where is Elmira Seventh Day Church? Show me Elmira Seventh Day Church. Seventh Day Adventist Church. Can somebody show me that church? Can somebody please show me the Elmira Seventh Day Adventist Church? Now, can somebody show me the true Church of God? The people. That's what you said? The true Church of God is us, our body. But not just our body, the whole body, top to bottom, and particularly the brain. The whole body. So when we're doing some things, and mommy or papi or brother or sister or church members do not see us, this is the body of Christ. He sees everything. Let no man deceive. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. This is a good message for us living those last days or these last days. Brothers and sisters, I conjure you not to allow the devil and evil men seduce you into bringing you to believe that you will be saved no matter your lifestyle. No matter whether you totally obey or partially obey God, you will be saved. Do not accept that from the devil. These devices have been used long ago, and unfortunately, Satan has succeeded every time with us. Those who travel in the narrow way are talking of the joy and happiness they will have at the end of the journey. Their countenances are often sad, yet often beam with holy, sacred joy. They do not dress like the company in the Broadwood, nor talk like them nor act like them. First Testimony, page 127, paragraph 2. So, yesterday I was talking in the vesper in my family about what God has reserved for us at the first resurrection and the special resurrection. I'm telling you, I was so happy talking about these topics. From time to time, some beam coming from God, shining on your face. But because of the trials, difficulties, sometimes from time to time, you become a little bit sad. But you're talking also about what God, at the end of the road, God has a lot for us. John 14, verses 1-3. Oh, if you could see people the way that they dress up nowadays, comparing to people in the last. I like to see sister. She's always well-dressed, everything. Many people in the church like that. This is the way that church members, particularly our sisters, should dress up. But nowadays, they put it all the way right here. This is not God's commandment. This is not the way that we should dress up. You would expect that those who are traveling the narrow way, the narrow road, would be sad, unhappy, and crying like baby crying. But no. It's amazing to see people suffering under fierce persecutions and hardships cheer instead of wailing. Yes, brothers and sisters, a pattern has been given them, says Sister White. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief opened that road for them and traveled it himself. His followers see his footstep and are comforted and cheered. I'm telling you, some probably will not understand me. You see, we face unprecedented, oh, I cannot say it, challenges as I'm talking to you across the globe. Am I correct? Because of COVID-19, because of the vaccine, because of Great Reset, because of Green New Deal, because of climate change, because of creation of the Pope, because of Lord Out of Sea, because of Fratelli Tutti. There are many problems that we face. And now they want to give you money like that. I'm going to take it, but not further. Not further. Tremendous problems are right ahead of us. And unfortunately, some church members are complaining. But I'm so glad that Jesus is coming soon. And I'm so glad that persecution is right around the corner. You said amen? Did you understand what I said? Persecution. I'm glad that I see persecution coming. Who is happy with that? Who is, okay, my wife, I'm so glad. I've been waiting for that for a long time. I'm not 20 anymore. I'm not 30, nor 40 anymore. And I've been reared in this message my whole life. I've been talking about it my whole life. Now I need to see Jesus. Now, before you see Jesus, you need to go through persecution. I'm waiting for that persecution. I'm waiting to be put in jail. I'm waiting to lose everything. Hey! Almost done, almost done. Almost done. Almost done. Jesus is a man of sorrow. He left for us examples. We need to follow him through. In the broad way, all are occupied with their persons, their dress, and the pleasures in the way. They indulge freely in hilarity and glee and think not of their journey's end, of the certain destruction at the end of the path. Every day they approach nearer destruction, yet they madly rush on faster and faster. Oh, how dreadful this looked to me, says Sister White in the same book. Brothers and sisters, this is an awesome time. Oh, you cannot understand. You cannot understand me. Is this man crazy? Yes, I'm crazy for Christ. I saw many traveling in this Broadway who had the words written upon them, dead to the world. They in the Broadway, but in their garment, you see written, dead to the world. Ironic, eh? The end of all things is at end. They preaching, Jesus is coming soon. Well, okay, but you sit in the Broadway. And they say, be ye also ready. They looked just like all the vain ones around them, except a shade of sadness, which I noticed upon their countenances. Same book, page 128, paragraph 2. Their conversation was just like that of the gay. Sister White is talking. Their conversation was just like that of the gay, thoughtless ones around them. But they would occasionally point with great satisfaction to the letters on their garments, calling for the others to have the same upon theirs. They were in the Broadway, yet they professed to be of the number who were traveling the narrow way. Those around them would say, there's no distinction between us. We are alike. We dress and talk and act alike. What are you talking about? This is from Sister White Seal. Almost done. Brethren, how much do you want to suffer or sacrifice for Christ? The Bible teaches that we must suffer to the end. Otherwise, our crown will be taken from us and given to another. Will we let that happen to us? And I have another slide that shows Sister White praying like that. And there is a road going up, and it is so narrow. And you see people in their chariot trying to go through. The road is like that. And you see people in big chariot with horses and luggage in their chariot trying to go to this narrow way. How? How? Tell me. Let us pray. Before I pray, let me make an appeal. I want to see those who want to go to Calvary before going to heaven. Or those who are willing to go to Calvary before going to heaven. Let me see your hand. Would you stand up? Everyone who are willing, or everyone who is willing to go to heaven through Calvary, through hardships, walking the narrow way, stand up. Let me pray for you. All except for those who want to go through Calvary. If you don't want to, stay still. Do not move. All right. If you're willing, if you're not willing, stay still. Do not stand up. Let me pray for you. The Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. Going to heaven is going through Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ said clearly that he is the narrow way, the only way to the Father. But Jesus said also, I went to the cross. I died there for you. And these, your children, standing right there in this building, have decided to go the narrow path, following your footstep to go to heaven. I pray that you would accept that commitment, that you would give them victory over every besetment, defilement, sin, etc. That you would have mercy upon us all, that we would be saved when Jesus comes. This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.